Let us pray. Creator God, we ask you to open our eyes that we may see the Christ in each other, and so relate to each other as brothers and sisters. Open our ears, O God, that we may hear your word, and that word would influence our lives. Open our lips, that we may speak only that which is pleasing to you, words that build up each other. Open our hearts, O God, that we may experience your grace, and that grace will be sufficient for us. For we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I preach to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. If you have been following our calendar of events for the year, you would see that this month of July, we move away from the core values. And this month is dedicated Leadership Month. It is part of fulfilling one of the requests in the strategic plan, that every year the parish should have a month where we focus on leadership. So in this Leadership Month, we will be reflecting on the lives of leaders in the Bible. And of course, it seems obvious that we should start with Abraham. Abraham, a leader with faith. Abraham is the patriarch of three great religions. In Judaism, he is described as the founding father of the covenant and of the nation. From Abraham, we have the Israelites, or the Jews, or the Hebrews, as they are called. And because of Abraham, that nation inhabited the land of Canaan. In Islam, Abraham is the link in the chain of the prophets, which begin with Adam and end with Muhammad. Ibrahim, as he is called in Islam, is mentioned in the Quran more times than any other individual than Moses. In Islam, he is considered a prophet and patriarch, the father of Muslims, the beloved of Allah, and is considered among the most honorable and excellent men in the sight of God. In fact, in Islam, Abraham is considered a role model for the community. And of course, in Christianity, Abraham is known as the initiator of the Old Covenant, the one who begins the story of Jesus. And of course, he is a model for all believers. Abraham in Christianity is considered to be an outstanding example of an individual of faith. The writer of the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, verses 1 to 3, defines faith and its purpose. It is written, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. And so the writer of the book of Hebrews goes on to expand and to give examples of the faith of characters in the Bible. And this is what the writer of the book of Hebrews says about Abraham. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He set out not knowing where he was going. God said to him to leave the land of his fathers, the land of his birth, and go to a land that God will show him. And Abraham took up his family, all his possessions, and left. The writer of the book of Hebrews continues. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land that he had been promised. And that, of course, was the land of Canaan, the most fertile land in that part of the then known world. And then there was a famine in Canaan, and so Abraham went to Egypt. The writer of the book of Hebrews continues. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of the heavens and the sand by the seashore. Abram, as he was first called, was 75 years old when God told him to leave the land of his fathers and go to a land that I will show you. And that was the time that God made Abram a promise. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, God said, I will make of you a great nation, and you will be blessed, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in all the families, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And so, throughout his life, Abram acted in faith. Faith in the God whom he had come to know. But we must not believe that his journey of faith was without a struggle. For in that journey, like so many of us in our own faith journey, Abraham struggled with fear and with doubt. And there are several examples of this in the story in the book of Genesis. When there was a famine in the land of Canaan, Abram goes to Egypt. And fearing that his life would be in danger because Sarai, his wife, was a beautiful woman, he told her to say that she was his sister. And so when Pharaoh's officials saw this beautiful woman, they took her to the palace of Pharaoh, and they gave Abraham some goods in return, because of course they were told that she was his sister, not his wife. And as Sarai lived in the household of Pharaoh, God sent a plague in the household. And Pharaoh, in his wisdom, decided to find out why all of a sudden all this disease has come into my home. And in investigating, he discovered the reason that he had taken not Abraham's sister, but his wife. And when Pharaoh discovered that, he demanded that Abraham and Sarah leave Egypt. And of course, the plague disappeared as they left. But that was not the only time that Abraham passed off Sarai as his sister. It also happened with Abimelech, the king of Gera. Again, out of fear that his life would be in danger because of this beautiful woman, he told her to say that she was his sister, not his wife. And again, the same thing happened. Abimelech took her into his household, and of course, disease afflicted that household until Abraham and Sarah left. So we see a man, even though he was a man of faith, even though he would leave his father's land and the land of his birth and go on the word of God, he still doubted. He allowed fear and doubt to cause him to lose his faith and trust in God. You see, faith gives way to doubt and fear when those who believe cease to allow God to give them reassurance and guidance. Anytime we lose our focus on God, we begin to doubt and we begin to fear. And so throughout his life, Abraham struggled with doubt and fear. Remember, God had promised that he would be the father of a great nation. After spending 10 years in the land of Canaan, there was no offspring. And so Sarai, in a bid to appease Abraham, gave him her handmaid, Hagar, so that he could have a child with Hagar. A son was born to Abraham and Hagar when he was 86 years old. And that child was called Ishmael. Of course, as nature would have it, Sarah became jealous of Hagar and her child and drove them away from the household. But the story continues. 13 years later, when Abram was 99 years old, God appeared to him again. And God reaffirmed the promise. God said, "I will make a covenant between you and me, and make you exceedingly numerous. You will be the ancestor of many nations." Notice the promise increased. It began with Abraham being the father of a nation, and now, because of his faithfulness, he would be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram, but Abraham, for I will make you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you extremely fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring throughout their generations, and it shall be an everlasting covenant. God promised Abraham and his offspring the land of Canaan, and God promised to be their God forever. By this time in his journey, Abraham was able to get rid of his doubts and fear and trust God. And so, even though by this time Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 99 years, they had a son, whom they called Isaac. Isaac married Rebecca and had twin boys, Jacob and Esau. And Jacob was the father of 12 sons, from whom came the 12 tribes of Israel. What we don't often remember is that after Sarah died, Abraham took another wife and had 6 sons. And when we look at the history, we see that indeed Abraham was the father of many nations. Not only was he the patriarch and the father of the Israelites, he was also the patriarch of the Ishmaelites, of course, those who came from Ishmael. He was also the ancestor of the Edomites, the Amalekites, the Midianites, and also the Assyrians. And of course, because Lot was his nephew, we can trace the Moabites and the Ammonites back to Abraham. And of course, you know that Ruth was a Moabite, and that began the ancestry, well, continued the ancestry of Jesus. Abraham, the leader of faith, died at the age of 175 and was buried by his 2 sons, Isaac and Ishmael. So what can we learn from this patriarch? From this individual who is set up as an individual of faith, one who is able to trust God even though he did not understand what exactly was happening and will happen. First of all, we must recognize that our journey in faith is never smooth and straightforward. Yes, we have to do the things that will help us to come to know God and to grow in our trust and our confidence in God. So we have to engage, as Abraham did, in prayer. As we communicate with God, we speak to God and allow God to speak to us. We worship God, and therefore we bring out the understanding that we know exactly who God is, and God is deserving of our worship and our praise and our reverence. But we must never lose sight of the fact that indeed, God has a plan and a purpose for each of us. And so we have to understand that God's purpose is a good purpose. As Solomon says in the book of the Wisdom of Solomon, God does not desire his people to die. God desires his people to live. And so God sent his son so that we might have life and have it in all its fullness. And to have experienced life in all its fullness, we have to come to know Christ and to understand that Christ is the personification of God's love. God so loved the world that God would give God's Son. And Jesus has called us into a special relationship with him. We are called today to be his disciples. And so we have to learn to trust that the Holy Spirit of God will direct us along the path that God desires for us. So even though we don't understand what is going on, even though the Holy Spirit is putting us on a path that we never considered for ourselves, we have to keep faith with God and not allow fear or doubt to overcome us. The Old and New Testament teaches us that with God, all things are possible. So even though it might seem impossible to humankind, with God, it is possible. And therefore, we have to put our trust in God and understand that God's word is true and God's promise is sure. When God makes a promise, it is as good as done. When God makes a promise, we must know that in God's time and in God's own way, that promise will be fulfilled. And if we are to learn anything from the life of Abraham, we must believe in these days that it is by faith that we are called to be disciples of Christ. Today, it is by faith that we are to live as disciples of Christ and understand that the gift of the Holy Spirit that God gave to all of us at our baptism will help us to banish doubt and fear and enable us to live, as Paul says, by faith in God and not by sight. The Lord be with you.